Okay, so our topic is an introduction to this amazing sugya of Tumah Hodra B'Tzibur, Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. So to think about this sugya here in Yuma, we need to take a step back and understand the terms which are being debated in the Gemara, and that is the term of Hodra and Dechuya. When we say Hodra, what do we mean? So I'm going to borrow from a context which is actually not what we mean to say, as we'll illustrate in a minute, but the Lashon is really in line with what we're thinking about. There is a comment of Rav Nissim Gaon in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph going over Tamid Beis, tiny letters on the bottom. In this context, he's talking about the issues of Mila Kishiyesh Baharas B'makom HaMila, and the issue of Ese Docha Lo Sese, in which context do we say it or not. So forget for the moment that we're talking about Ese Docha Lo Sese, because this, what he says about Ese Docha Lo Sese, is a humongous chiddush, but the Lashon, the formulation that he has, is important. What happens when you have Shatnes in Tzitzis? So his Lashon is Miyuch v'chi hatzivui shenem r'achrov hu t'nai alav v'chi lo bo lahasir ela alavishas kalayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis avo mashu m'uruv michute pishtan im atalas shol tzemer shu mitzvah eino nichnas bezu ho azara ela mutter hu. That's the lashon of the Rav Nissim Gaon. That's what we would call a lashon of Hutra. Now, it happens to be he's using it in the context of Dechuya, which is an enormous chiddush. That's against what we usually assume. But the frame, the concept, is that we have an Iser, and that Iser is not suspended in this context, but that Iser was never said. It's lo nemra in this context. Another example of this extreme formulation is the Ramban's explanation in Parashas Emor of Ochel Nefesh An Yantif. It's not that there's an Iser Malacha, which is called all kinds of Malachas An Yantif, and there is a dispensation, a temporary injunction, allowing you overriding the Iser of cooking An Yantif. No. The Torah formulates the Iser as Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sasu. Only Meleches Avoda is Aser. But Meleches Asuda, cooking or other forms of food preparation, let's assume now, milisha ve'elech, at least, are immediately considered not to be meleches avoda. Memela, they were never nichlal in the iser. There is no iser at all to speak of. Whereas dechuya means there is an iser, and that iser is temporarily suspended. But that suspension is dependent. So that's the lashon of Rashi here. Rashi's lashon in dechuya is Bekoshi Hitira. I don't see the rich Rashi it's in right now in front of me. Remember the Dira Masel? Bekoshi Hitira? There it is. In Dira Masel, Dechuya Hibetzibur. Bekoshi hitira velo heter gomor. That's the Lashon of Rashi. So when we speak about Hutra and Dechuya, we're talking about two totally different concepts. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Mem, when the Gemara presents the concept of Esu Docha Lo Sese, there it's talking about Tcheles and Kelayim. The Gemara brings up the principle of when it's possible to avoid the conflict, you should avoid it. Right? What was the Lashon, the Gemara? Hecha de Efsher? I forget the exact Lashon. Reish Lakish's statement on Daf Mem. Let me give you the exact Lashon. What's the musag? That presupposes that there is an isser here, and therefore you should try to avoid it. That's the parallel to our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, if you hold hutra, then lo mahadrina na tahorim. But if you hold dechuya, then mahadrina na tahorim. It's very similar to the formulation of Rish Lakish, as of imat yochel lekayim eshneim. Good?
In our Gemara, according to Mad Demar, Mad Chuya.
Yes.
Hutra.
Yes.
So we don't even care, like, even if we knew that a dying man would walk into the Palhedrin, and he would probably die any minute, so we don't care about that.
Assumably, yes. Now, as you're pointing out, the Gemara has two Ika da Amris. How far do you stretch this Hutra? Right? The first Ika da Amri was... Rav Sheshet says, "Tchuyeh betzibur echad da'ika tamein v'tor b'hadi beisav kuli amal opligi d'torn avdi tamein lo avdi ki pligi la'adur v'asui torn mibeis avachrina." And Rav Nachman says, "No mahadrinan." And then the ika da'amri was, even if there are torn tamein b'hadi beisav, and Rav Nachman says, "Nami." Avdi Tmein, even in the same Beisav, you allow the Tmein to use it. Forget about going to another Beisav, even within your own. So you see, these two Ika Da'amis are figuring out, ad kama do we assume that that Heter extends? Rav Shechter, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the Varti one said, he connects this idea of distinguishing between Hutra and Tuchuya to a conceptual framework. Rashi, in Parshas Yisro, in Aseret HaDibros, on Zohar Shema Shabbos HaKadosh, Rashi says, Zohar V'Shamar B'Dibor Echad Nemru, V'chein M'chalalei Amos Yumas, U'B'Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chvasim, V'chein L'Sil B'Shatnes Gedilim Ta'asalacha, V'chein Ervas Eishas Achicha Yevama Yavo Alea, Hu Shenemar Achaz Dibor Elokim Shtayim Zu Shtayim Shamati. So what is Rashi telling us over here? Uviyom Shabbos Nechvasim, that's one example. The second one is Gedilim Tasalach and Losil Bashatnes. And the third one is Yivamo Yavo Aleh. So it's interesting to think about. Rav Shechter said, what's Rashi coming to explain? Rashi says that these concepts were Bedibur Echad Nemru. What does it mean, Bedibur Echad Nemru?
Conflicts were commanded as one.
Meaning, by design, with the original chiyuv, they were linked one to the other. That's very similar to the lashon of the... Exactly, the Rav Nissim Gaon. That sounds like Rav Nissim Gaon. That sounds like the contrast, the concept of hutra. So what are the cases? The first case he gives you is Mechalaleh Mos Yumas Yubam HaShabbos Shnei Chvasin. So that's the Gemara here in Yumam and Vav Med Beis, where the Gemara tells us that we learn that Karbonos Tzibur, we'll talk about what that means in a second, Naniach for a moment, generally speaking, Karbonos Tzibur, they are Hutra when it comes to Shabbos. Now, you should be aware, I didn't put it on the Marmakomos, there is a tshuva that I have here, I didn't Xerox it for you, and I didn't go through the whole thing. It's a tshuva of the Ein Yitzchak, of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. It is a 20-page tshuva. It has 46 anafim. It's a kuntris on whether Shabbos is hutra or dechuya. Now, he has a tremendous pulpulim here, far beyond my grasp. And the simple pshat of the Gemara in Mamvav Medbeis is that Shabbos is hutra. But he wonders if you can get out of it in some way. The nafgamina that he suggests, what would happen if you said that Shabbos was dechuya? So you should have shnayim shasua for shchita b'Shabbos. That's what you should require. That is the suggestion. Amaylo yishchot ayde shnayim kedei lahakel ha'iser. etc. So, leaving aside this tshuvas Ein Yitzchak Orachaim Simen Tesvav, the simple pshat of the Gemara is that Mechalel Mos Yumas and Ubiyoma Shabbos Nechvasim, those are B'diborecha Nemru. It's a conditional Isser. The Isser is conditional on it not being a carbon on Shabbos. So now, it makes perfect sense. If you look in the Yad David here in Yuma on Yud on Mem Vav Amid Beis, who is the author of the Yad David?
Did you say Mem Amid Beis?
Mem Vav Amid Beis. That Gemara about Shabbos being Hutra when it comes to Karbonos. Reb David Zinsheim, he says, this is the difference between Shabbos and Karbonos and Tumah and Karbonos. What's the pshat? There's nowhere where it says that there is a circumstance where you are required by the pasuk to bring a karbon bituma, to be tame and bring a karbon. There's no such thing. It happens on occasion that that confluence exists, but beikaron, that's not a chiyuv. Masher ein kein, when it comes to Shabbos, the korban tamid is on Shabbos. The korban musaf of Shabbos is on Shabbos. That's by design. As his lashon is, efshar, it's impossible without a chilul. How can you bring a musaf without a chilul? That's similar to this idea, this logic of b'dibarecha nemru. Everybody got that? He goes on, he does point out that there might be another reason.
When he says it's impossible without a chilul, he's meaning to say that because that's the case, therefore it's mamash mutter.
Exactly, that's the concept of hutra, just like that lashon of Rav Nissim Gaon. It must be when the Torah said bring a korban musaf on Shabbos, it must be that the din of mechal lemos yumos is suspended.
Why wouldn't it be machshiri?
Yeah.
You think maybe it would be machshiri to hutra to that extent? It's machlokas.
Right.
But if it was so heter gomer that there never was a problem, l'chor nachshirah should be included.
Why? L'chor, that's a different question. That's like ochel nefesh, right? The machlok is about machshirah ochel nefesh. Nobody debates whether or not ochel nefesh on yantav is hutra. Ochel nefesh is hutra. The shaila is, when we say hutra, to what extent do we expand that heter? Right? Does it include...
No, I know, I'm kind of really sure it doesn't line up. Those who hold it the Ramban hold the Machshir the problem, or that's just a Durabban.
Okay. So, just one other Ha'ar, just on this point. Tosfos and Shabbos and Chaf Amar Aleph, Dibar HaMaskel, Lemishri, Tosfos has a different suggestion. Tosfos thinks that the reason why you distinguish between Shabbos and Karbonos and Tumah and Karbonos, our sugya has a machlokas. The Gemara Mevav doesn't have a machlokas because he says perhaps you have a different limud. That maybe, even though the Gemara does present this limud of B'moado, the real limud for Shabbos is B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. And therefore it's a separate limud. It's not the same shared limud. Because if the limud were B'moado, well, B'moado afilu b'Shabbos afilu b'Tumah, so why would you say that one is Hutra and one is Dechuya? Why is Shabbos Hutra and Tumah is Dechuya? It's the same limud. Tosfos answers, no, it's not the same limud. Shabbos is the pasuk of B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. But that's the... And so Rav David Zinsheimer quotes that as the second teretz. But the other teretz, he says, is conceptually there's a big difference. That when it comes to Shabbos, that it's Yefshar Ben Yanacher. That's the design. Oh. The only complication of this story is the next case of Shatnas, because it's the Pashtus is... From that Gemara in Menachos is that Shabbos is ese docha los ese, and dechia is exactly that, dechuya, not hutra. So that next piece in this Rashi, I don't remember what Rav Shechter said about that to explain the Shtikl Torah, but the discussion about this Rashi is interesting to think about. Now, what is the story with Kilayim? So for a fuller discussion of hutra and dechuya, Rebbe Chanan has in the Kovetz Ha'oros Simen Tes a discussion about this, where he quotes Machlokas Rishonim about tzitzis and whether or not kelayim betzitzis is hutra midoraisa. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban that they both say that tzitzis is hutra midoraisa in kelayim, and that's why the Rashi will make sense. But leaving aside kelayim betzitzis being hutra and dechuya as example number two, he then carries you to number three. Ervas eisha sachicha and yavama yavo aleo. That was the third example in Rashi of the b'dibor echad namru. So says Rabbi Chanan, he quotes a Rama in Sanhedrin. He quotes a Rama in Sanhedrin that when it comes to eisha sach, it's lav mishum da'ase ese v'dochi lo sese. Rather, it's mishum dekevel mishkach asibum ela gabe eishes ach memela shamis delo asarachmana eishes ach ela shalom makam yibum. But when there is a makam yibum, it's lo namra, it's hutra legamri. So he says that will be the difference between, according, he's quoting here the Ravid who holds that kalayim betzitzis is dechuya versus Aishas Ach, and he suggests that this is also true to distinguish for the Ravid between Kilayim in Tzitzis and Kilayim in Bigdei Kahuna. He says that Kilayim in Bigdei Kahuna is Hutra, and based on what we're explaining from the Yad David, based on this Rashi, why is Kilayim in Bigdei Kahuna Hutra? Because that's the tzivui. Because it's Yefshar Binyan Acher.
So Hutra should work all the time.
What's that?
So Hutra, that should work all the time.
Exactly. So if you look, this is an interesting discussion. If you look in Hilchos Kilayim.
Who's saying this?
What?
This is the Kovetz Avos.
If you look at Rambam Hilchos Kilayim in Perek Yud, so listen to this. The Rambam says, Kohanim shalov shu bigdei kahuna shalov b'shas avoda afilo b'miktash lokem ne avnei chu kelayim. V'lohutru bo ele b'shas avoda shi b'mitzvah saseh kemo atzitzis. Says the Ravid, wrong. Ta b'zeh shari omer b'yuma bolo pen perek bolo kohen gadol b'miktash afilo shalov b'shas avoda mutar. U'may dekamer nam b'nei avnei chu shal kelayim otu choshin v'eishu me'ifud mi leis b'hu kelayim. So one way, this is not the only way to learn this machlokas Rambam and Ravid. That there's a different way of learning this, having nothing to do with Hutra and Tchuya. But the one way to learn this machlokas is that the Rambam thinks, not like the Hezbo that we're saying now, the Rambam thinks that Big Tikkunah are Tchuya, and that's why it's Dafka B'Shas Avoda Mutar. But the Ravid, and this is consistent with what Rabbi Chanan is explaining in this piece, the Ravid holds that Big Tikkunah are Hutra, and that's why even Shalom B'Shas Avoda. That's in the end of the Rambam's 10th parak in Hilchos Kilayim. So Ein Shem for greater arichus on Hutra and Dechuya in the context of Yibum in this piece in the Kovetz Ha'aros, but we've talked about these three examples in Rashi. The B'yoma Shabbos Nechvasim and Eishana, so that the simple pshat, like the Gemara in Mem Vav and Beis, that's Hutra Lagamri, that's why it's B'dibor Echad Namru. We quoted the Machlokas and the Rishonim, but at least according to some Rishonim, that Tzitzis, at least Midar Raisa, is Hutra. Perhaps Rish Lakish and Daf Mem is speaking only Midrabana, like the quotes from Rabbeinu Tam and others. And then the last case of Eishasach. Why? Because all of these cases are by design. Now the middle case is a little bit weaker because it is possible to get around that if you don't have a Beged Shel Pishkan, but at least in the first case, in the case that we're talking about when it comes to Karbanos and Shabbos, it's E'efshar Be'inyan Acher. Okay? Any questions, comments, or observations on the first point here about the conceptual difference between Hutra, which is by design, this conflict was built into the system, Mimela, there is no Iser, versus Dechuya, where the conflict occurs, but was not Efsher that way, it wasn't by design. Mimela, you can't say that the Iser is conditional. Any questions, comments, or observations thus far? Okay, good. So, our Gemara presents a machlokas about whether karbonos are hutra betzibur or duchuya betzibur. The Rambam paskin. This is the Rambam in Bias Mikdash Perek Dalid. Get it here, Dalid test. Tesvav, excuse me. Umepnei ma machzirin al hatoh mibeis av acher b'mnei shatuma lo hutra betzibur ela beisura omedes u dechuya hi atom b'mnei hadechak barely ve'ein dochen kovel davar hanitcha ela b'makom shi efshar u'mnei zed tzricha tzitz l'ratzos aleh. We'll get to that in 1 second. How do you know this? The Rambam Tav Zayin, because he quotes the limud from the Gemara in Pesachim about Pesach Sheni. Good. So we have a machlokas, we have the Pesach of the Rambam, and the Rambam tells us, nafkamina, number one, is whether or not you require ritzui tzitz. So our Gemara, as you'll see in the Hemshech, I assume everybody saw it by now, presents machlokas, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, about the nature of ritzui tzitz, olda mitzcho, in olda mitzcho. But the premise of the Gemara is that, why should you need the mechanism of ritzui tzitz? Well, that's because you wouldn't say hutra. If you said hutra, then you wouldn't need ritzui tzitz at all. So we have a couple of nafkaminas. We'll get to more, but as we go through the Gemara. But number one, l'chazer achar tahorim. Number two, ritzui tzitz. And number three is this Gemara on the top of the Amud of l'chazer achar karban acher, where you have the person who's omer the makor of the karban omer, and he realizes they become tamei. So the Gemara assumes that the preference of finding a kosher karban is dependent on that view of Nechuya, because if it was Hutra, we wouldn't care. You wouldn't tell him Shtok. So those are what the Gemara initially presents as the first three distinctions between Tumo Hutra Betzibur and Tumo Nechuya Betzibur. So we know now what the words Hutra and Nechuya are, but what does the word Betzibur mean? Where does that come from? So everyone saw the Machlokas in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the Tmura, in Perek Dalet. Everybody saw the Mishnah? Machlokas the Chachamim Reb Meir. So Chachamim say, among other distinctions of Acharias and other things that are between a Karban Tzibur and a Karban Yachid, what makes something a Karban Tzibur and a Karban Yachid? Generally speaking, it has to do with who pays for the Karban. If the Karban is paid for by the Tzibur, it's generally speaking a Karban Tzibur. If it's paid for by the Yachid, it's a Karban Yachid. So Gemara says that one nafkamina is the issue of Tumma and Shabbos. So Rav Meir says, what are you talking about? I have some examples of Karbanos Tzibur, like Parhalim Davar Shal Tzibur, which is not Tocha Shabbos. So Rav Meir says, that's not the Koveya. What's Koveya is whether it's Mano Kavua or not. So it's interesting, if you look there in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam says, yeah, the Svara of Rav Meir is Amiti Ve'ein Cholik. No one argues. So based on that, if you look in the Tosfos Yontif says, I'm not happy with the Bar Tanura, because the Bar Tanura says that the halacha follows Reb Meir. So the Tosfos Yontif says to the Bar Tanura, if the Rambam is correct and that there's no argument here, so then why are you telling me halacha is like Reb Meir? Everybody agrees to the same principle. So the question becomes, what exactly is this back and forth? According to the Rambam, it's a question of what svara are you giving, but the din, everybody agrees. If that's the case, that really the koveya is zmano kavua, so why are we talking about tzibur? So I saw someone quoted who said that, well, it's a vernacular type of thing. In most cases, the karban, which is zmano kavua, is a karban tzibur. And that's why we keep referring to it as that. But Tosfos points out that that's not the Koveya. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in Yud Beis Amud Beis, it was on the Marmakomos, Yud Beis Amud Beis, Dima Maskel, Shetuma, Tosas points out, don't be confused. When we talk about the phrase Tuma Hutra or Tuma Dechuya Bitzibur, that's not talking about a Tzibur, that's talking about Zmanu Kavua. Tosas wants you to remember that. Okay? However, even though in certain respects, we are blending these two svaras, Tosfos here in Vav Amud Beis and the bottom in Amar Av Tachlifa points out that there is a difference. Meaning, the Gemara later on Amud Beis, on Daf Nun, the Gemara on Daf Nun has a comment about the Korban Pesach. That the Korban Pesach, even though in theory, conceptually, legally, you could have argued that the Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid. Why is it a Korban Yachid? Right. It comes from personal funds. However, the Gemara has an expression. Since it is Ba Bekinufya, it's the equivalent of a Korban Sibur. That's what the Gemara says. That's on Nun Amud Aleph in Yuma. So Tosa says, aha. So the truth is, I have a nafkamina now, Tosa says, of this issue about Sibur versus Zmano Kavua. First of all, there is a discussion in Pesachim Daf Ayin Amud Beis about Pesach Sheni, whether or not Pesach Sheni is similar or different to Pesach Rishon. But leaving that aside, that's Tosef deals with that Pesachim Ayin Amud Beis. But Tosef here says, wait a second. If the Korban is not really a Korban Sibur, it's only similar to a Korban Sibur, so Tosa says everybody agrees in that case, it's Begeder Dechuya. So even though we're saying that the real reason for the Korban Sibur is because of Zmano Kavua, and of course Korban Pesach is Zmano Kavua, but there is a Nafkamina. Since it's not an actual full-blown Korban Sibur, Tosa suggests that everybody will agree when it comes to a Korban Pesach, it's Dechuya, it's not Hutra. So yes, there is an element of Tzibur that is Nogea Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's point number two. Point number three, and with this we'll close. An introductory awesome Ha'ara from the Zecher Yitzchak. It's Lepanavisher. In Simen Pei Osvav, he asks a conceptual question. He wonders, what is the core issue about whether or not Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur or Hutra B'tzibur when it comes to Karbanos? He says, what's that all about? And he has an awesome suggestion. He says, according to the Manda Omar, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so then, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a din that because it's Hutra, it's all Tanai, it's conditional. There is an Isser, generally speaking, to be Makrav a Korban Betuma. And when you remove that Isser, so then the Moado tells you, Afilu Betuma, now there's no more Isser, so it's Hutra. But what does the other Mandamar say? The other Mandamar says, yes, I know that it says B'moado, but you can't compare Tuma to Shabbos and tzitzis, and yibum. Why not? Because there are two aspects of a karban. There is the maisa hakrava, which is either done in a permissible way or in an impermissible way. But then there's something else. There's the nature of the cheftza shel karban. Is it a karban kosher or a karban pasul? Mitzad the iser. Well, the Isser is suspended because of B'moado. If you hold that it's Hutra, you say that the only issue here is viewed. The Isser of Hakrava Betuma is an Isser like other Isurim. The Isser of Hakrava Betuma is suspended, and therefore there's no problem. But he says, if you hold that it's Duchuya, what you're saying is that the Isser Hakrava Betuma is both an Isser and a Psul in the Chalos, in the Etzem Korban. Well, that is not going to be taken away just because it's conditional. The fact that the Isser is suspended doesn't mean that the Chefta Shel Karban is not affected in some way. You can't speak of Dichui of a Psul. That's what he quotes from Etosos and Menachos. if of course a raya that there's the din of aleh hashleim, you have to end your karbonos with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. If you're makir of it afterwards, he says, you know, because the Gemara in Pesachim discusses the idea of esei docha lo sese in the aleh hashleim context. So he quotes a Tosfos who points out that that's not possible if aleh hashleim were actually a psul, because esei docha lo sese doesn't affect a psul. Esei docha lo sese, when you talk about dechia means I have a mitzvah and an iser. And even though the Isser is there, it's overridden by the proactive Aseh. But if the Isser is always there and it's also a psul, then the fact that the Isser is suspended, that doesn't take away the psul. So he says that is what he thinks is the nafkamina. That if you hold that there is also a psul, then that's why it's going to be begeder d'chuya. So to summarize, we spoke about the general concept of hutra and dechuya, and the concept of hutra being a conditional iser of bedibur echad nemru, al tanai, so to speak, similar to ochal nefesh, and that as the Yad David explained when it comes to karbonos on Shabbos, there, efshar ben yinachar, that is the mitzvah itself, and therefore it can't be just begeder dechuya. That's why the Gemara presents it that it's hutra. Masherein came, when it comes to karbonos, it didn't have to be that way, and that's why the Rambam paskins that since it's dechuya, you require ritzitz to be misaking that, as we said now from the Zecher Yitzchak, to be misaking the psul in the karbon, and that's why you have to be a mechazer achatorin to try to win back that psul, and similarly about trying to get to be mechazer after the karbon kasher. And then the other issue here of Bitzibur is a dafka tzibur, so the Rambam assumes that the tzibur is synonymous with zmanuk of one. Really means zmanuk of one. That's what Tosis keeps bringing up. And at the same time, there is an element where if the carbon is not actually a carbon tzibur, like Tosis points out here, if it's treated like a carbon tzibur, but it's not actually a carbon tzibur, then everybody agrees that it's only going to be together. Dechuya. Seder?